Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church, located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me are Paul and Britt McCure. And Paul and Britt, we've been talking about an incident that took place, not an accident, there's no accident with God, but an incident that took place with your two-year-old son, Jack, as he accidentally jumped into a pile of leaves, thinking they were the leaves that he and his dad had been playing in, but they were leaves that were burning, and the embers were probably just red hot underneath the leaves on top, and all of a sudden just massive burns on his hands. And Britt, you're there in the emergency room, and they've given him morphine, finally able to stop the pain. What's going through your mind at this point then?
I was numb. As I said, I just trusted in the Lord. I know as a woman, something that I struggle with just day to day as a mother, I think this is pretty common, just fears. When things are all well, a lot of times I still will make up fears in my mind. So I try to focus daily on Philippians 4:8, where it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, pure, true, focus on these things.
Right, right.
To not focus on all my fears and the what ifs, but to focus on the Lord and his promises and the truth.
Because during times like this, Satan loves to make house calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he comes to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits down and says, now, you know, if God really loved you, he wouldn't have let this happen. And if God really loved you, you know, this would be much better, and you might not be facing this. If God really loved you, he loves to make house calls, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He loves to accuse God to us.
Sounds like the garden.
Exactly.
Genesis 3. Yeah.
Exactly. Loves to get us to try to question God. And during our hard times, we either become bitter or better.
Mm-hmm.
Because God allows the trials to come to test our faith and sometimes to reveal our faith. He already knows where our faith level is,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes we don't, you know, and so God wants to help us to see where we need to grow
mm-hmm.
in faith and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, I'm sure you experienced some growth during this time. How long was it that Jack was in rehab, so to speak?
Well, we were in the hospital for 5 days. And that was just the beginning as far as he had, I think it was two different surgeries to clean things up, to get a better diagnosis of how deep the burns were and the treatment that would follow. But then I don't know how many weeks, there was a lot of at-home care that had to occur as far as unwrapping his burns, cleaning them and rewrapping several times a day. And I was back at work, so Britt
sure.
was really taking care of him. And how many weeks would you say you had to do that?
That was one of the miracles. It should have gone on for a number of months, probably.
I see.
Along with many more surgeries is what the initial thought was of
mm-hmm.
the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But he just had those two initial surgeries in the hospital. He never needed skin grafting.
Wow.
They have, I forget the name of it, but they thought that his scarring would be so significant that they would have to cut open the scars to keep him from getting claw hands.
Okay.
So there was just endless surgeries that they didn't know how long it would take according to their timetable. But God's timetable was about 4 weeks.
That 4 weeks?
Healed. Yes, wow. 4 or 5 weeks.
And you can definitely say that's the finger of God.
Only God.
Yes.
Only God, which just brought him such glory to nurses who would not acknowledge when we would say, God is healing him. They would not.
Oh, wow. And that's obviously something that now that Jack is, what, 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
something like that?
Just turned seven.
You can say, Jack, let me tell you what it was like. Let me tell you what God did for you. In fact,
yes.
Britt, I see in front of you something that you wrote
mm-hmm.
after that was over. Did you kind of have this in mind maybe to read it to Jack when he got older?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what I wanted to do. I wanted him to always know what the Lord did for him, whether he finds it someday. I would like to show it to him. But yeah, I put in his baby book under God's protective care. I wrote this letter.
Read that to us, would you?
Okay. Let's see how I can do. Jack, you were jumping in a pile of leaves with Daddy while Mommy was in the house feeding Gabe when you mistook our neighbor's ash pile for a pile of leaves. Daddy got you out right away. Mommy called an ambulance and we went to Children's Hospital. The Lord taught Mommy and Daddy so much about his sovereignty through this. The initial prognosis was that you wouldn't use your right hand and your left hand would be badly scarred. Doctors thought you would need skin grafting followed by other surgeries to cut your scars open to prevent you from getting claw hands. Sweetheart, don't you ever forget how the Lord healed you. We were in the hospital from Saturday through Wednesday, and from the time we were in the ER, the Lord was moving mightily. First by a registration worker giving Nana, my mom, her bracelet that had Proverbs 3 and 5 engraved in it, and asking Nana to tell us that she felt the presence of the Lord in our room when she peeked in while we were praying. It was by no chance that the Lord gave me my favorite verse in the Bible when my mind was absolutely numb. You had just fallen asleep thanks to your morphine you'd been given, and Mommy and Daddy were in shock as we prayed together for the first time since everything had happened. Over and over again, God answered prayers, from moving unlikely surgery times, to being moved to the time that was just what you needed, to being able to be conscious with just pain meds, helping you tolerate your dressing changes just days after you got your burns. Even the nurses were admitting to and marveling at the miracle the Lord was working in you. Your occupational therapist was blown away by how quickly you were using your hands again. In just a few weeks, you needed no more bandages. The visiting nurses stopped coming after just 2 to 3 visits. Before Christmas, the doctors were saying you had full mobility and would probably have no scarring. Your occupational therapist was the only one who had seen you medically from your start of your accident. She was in absolute shock at how miraculous your recovery was and told Mommy she had never seen such a thorough and fast healing ever. Everyone was so happy in telling me that you were the reason, this is the medical workers, that you were the reason they could keep doing the horribly hard job they had to do. Sweetheart, don't you ever, ever forget how incredibly powerful the Lord showed his love for you and the power he has in all our lives to work out his will. He is the only reason you can use your hands today. He is the only way to have forgiveness and a way to heaven. Though your daddy and I are sinners, we are trying our best by the grace of God and to the glory of God to live a life worthy of the Lord and to teach you about the abundant life that comes only through Christ and forgiveness in him.
Britt, thank you for sharing that letter to your son. And that letter is going to mean a whole lot when Jack gets into his teenage years and begins to ask a lot of questions about why am I here? Does God have a plan for my life? Mm-hmm. Because you're able to say, Jack, let me read you a letter.
Yes.
Let me remind you who God is when it looks like your right hand is going to be totally out of commission, left hand scarred terribly. Let me tell you who God is. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul and Britt, there are some parents that have children that don't have a letter like that because mm-hmm. their children are scarred and they are handicapped from that point on. But he's still the same God, isn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so God can use Jack in an awesome way in the years to come to realize I could be experiencing what these other children experienced. Mm-hmm. But God chose to give me a different path. But God still has a plan for my life. I know when we were moving from one church to another, we were traveling with a little 25, 30-foot travel trailer behind our station wagon that we were going to live in until we found a home in the new location of our new ministry. And Jonathan and I were in that car pulling that little travel trailer, and my wife and two boys were in the car behind us, and we came to a construction area, and pulling that trailer, which I had never done before, I came to a bridge that under construction now had concrete blockades, so to speak, narrowing that bridge. And just at the time I got to the bridge, a 53-foot semi-trailer truck pulled up beside me. The suction brought me in, and back and forth I went from truck to concrete to truck to concrete to truck to concrete. Came at the end of the bridge. And the last time I bounced off the truck, we went totally into the ditch, flipped everything, station wagon and trailer, upside down, and totally turned around, going in the opposite direction that we were going. Totally went out of view, and Ruth and the two boys thought, that's it, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Ruth thought, I will be a widow again. Mm-hmm. Again. Mm-hmm. But when we walked out of that wreck, few scratches. I think I had a couple of cracked ribs. God had placed a rock, a huge rock, that my car landed on, and then we drug it down into the ditch that kept everything from crashing in. When Jonathan and I were walking up, I looked at him and I said, "Son, God has a tremendous ministry for you."
Yes.
Wow. To have spared your life. And today, mm-hmm. Jonathan's a minister of youth with about 350 teenagers. Mm-hmm. And he's able to share with those teenagers, "We serve a great God in heaven."
Yes.
So here's Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack's going to have a testimony as well. Mm-hmm. And his heart is going to be tender mm-hmm. toward other people.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that. I mean, even as it was going on, he was just bursting to show people how the Lord is healing him. Mm-hmm. And his compassionate heart that the Lord has given him through it is a blessing.
We've had the opportunity to talk to him very openly about what happened and being like, you know, "You're a special little boy. God
exactly.
chose you for this opportunity to display his glory and to allow other people to see how he can heal." Another thing, too, is Jack is a pretty observant little boy, mm-hmm. and he watched his mommy and daddy through this. He watched how we react to the situation. Obviously, it was difficult at first. He was a little distracted. But over the time, he saw how we looked to the Lord, how we got on our knees and
yes.
prayed to him, how we got into the Word and we shared Scripture with him.
Mm-hmm.
One verse that was shared with me later on that's meant a lot more to me is Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And sharing that purpose of God with Jack and how he has a purpose for his life. Now, he has something to share with people.
You know, our kids hear us talk about the Lord at home and especially at church, you know, and they hear us talk, but when they have the opportunity to watch us walk,
mm-hmm.
that is what makes the difference, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? When they see that the walk matches up with the talk, that's when they begin to realize what Dad and Mom have is real,
mm-hmm.
and maybe God's strong enough to help me just like I've seen God help them.
Mm-hmm.
And those testimonies, you know, are just awesome for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, again, run out of time, Paul and Britt. And so we'll come back one more time, and we want to just kind of talk about how God is using this experience now. Are you able to talk to other parents? What kind of ministry do you feel like the Lord wants you to have beyond this radio broadcast, of course?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is obviously ministry, as you're having the privilege of being able to share the wonderful works of God when you go through the valley. And I'm excited about what God has in store for you and your children, because obviously it's an exciting story. And so until next time, we trust that God will bless you in a fantastic way.